You will now be tuning into a government platform with the objectives of gathering intelligence and legal research to solve problems, using real data to formulate strategy. If you are looking for a dose of reality and you want change, tune in to Mercer for President, Government Platform Crime Solving. It's the intelligent way forward.
Good evening. This is Mercer for President, and I'm Leo Mercer Jr., counter for President of the United States in 2020. And as you can see, I'm a black candidate for President of the United States in 2020. And my presidential campaign is a presidential campaign that is done by the United States government. The United States government wanted to find out what goes on a presidential campaign. So I'm doing a presidential campaign representing the United States government to show what goes on in a presidential campaign. And those are the things I'll be sharing with you and things I'll be discussing with you. Matter of fact, things I'll be telling you about. And you're going to find out there are a lot of serious things that happen in a presidential campaign. A lot of good things that happen in a presidential campaign. So I'm going to go ahead and get started today. I'm going to talk to you about the coronavirus, since we're having such a big medical, seems like, questioning about the coronavirus. It goes back to University of Texas and my master's degree and why this presidential campaign is being done. And my first test question in the Graduate School of Business was, who can tell me what's wrong with America? And that's where we are. Who can tell me what's wrong with America? Now, this is a test in the United States Army, ROTC on a master's degree level. And they want to know what is wrong, or who can tell them what's wrong with America. So today I'm going to tell you what's wrong with America. We have a pandemic, a coronavirus out there, pandemic. But we have do not have a cure for the coronavirus, is what is being said. That's not true. We have a cure for the coronavirus. And I'm the scientist that has the cure for the coronavirus. And my name is Lee L. Mercer, Jr. I live in Houston, Texas, and the cure is at the University of Texas in my U.S. Army ROTC file. I do not have it in my hand, because you couldn't carry it in your hand. You can't carry it in your hand. This is research. This is intelligence. And that's why it's intelligence. That's why I was able to do and make a cure for the pandemic, for the coronavirus. One of my projects was to make medicine. And the only medicine background I have is in dentistry, which was dental technology. And I did dental technology in the Navy in 1970 to 1972. So I went back into the Army in 1990. I went from the Navy to the Army National Guard to work on a master's degree. And lo and behold, they accepted me into the ROTC. So I got into the Army ROTC and didn't know what was in store for me, what they had planned, or not even what the orders were per se. What was I supposed to do, except I was entered into the United States Army Military Intelligence Academy, Camp Bullis in San Antonio, Texas. You can go down to Camp Bullis and you can go to San Antonio, Texas, and Camp Bullis is there, but I'm not there. I was deployed to the community. And the next college I went to, where I was accepted by the black senators in the state of Texas, and they're the ones that sponsored me, and for another master's degree at the University of Texas, ROTC. So these are two Texas colleges that I attended. And They were the black senators, so that's where I got part of my, got the tools to do my medicine. So we're talking about, was this Ron, the black senators up there in the state of Texas. I'll make a list of them, tell you about, give the names to them. That's who they were in 1992. So I entered the United States Army ROTC, University of Texas, under Lieutenant Colonel Charles Wallace of the 136th Signal. And he was my commanding officer, still my commanding officer with me. So he's my commanding officer and teacher. So you know, this is not filibustering, you know, not doing any nonfiction or fiction, lying or stealing or cheating. These are hard facts. So the thing is, my Lieutenant Colonel, he's the one that ordered me in. Matter of fact, the one in the class asked, well, who can tell me what's wrong with America? And the next question was, who can tell me who can solve it? Solve what's wrong with America. Now, who can tell me who can solve what's wrong with America? That's that coronavirus out there that's killing people. People are dying. Who can solve it? That's just the way it was in the academy. Who can solve it? Back then, we had the drug war. We had the crime war. Who can solve that drug war and that crime war? So we saw the drug war and the crime war. And you got into the criminal code, criminal violations, and criminal law. Got into studying businesses and law. So remember, this is the Graduate School of Business, the University of Texas. At first, I didn't, well, my undergrad is business too. General business with a concentration in finance. That's what I majored in at Texas Southern University. At the University of Texas, I told them to say, do the same thing here. So I had to remember what I learned at undergrad and take it to grad and then take it to master's, doctor's degree. And they do not give you any more books. They do not let you go back and get those books. So you have to have been a good student. And you have to have been studious. I just had to know something. You had to have been trained correctly and learn and be a good person. So lo and behold, I had learned and was a good person. So with my medical training that I did have, in which I had planned on being a doctor, I went to the University of Texas. I worked at the University of Texas. I was in college, the medical center, in the administration building. I worked also for the assistant and the dean of the medical school at the University of Texas. I was an auditor. I did space allocation inventory. I was director of space allocation inventory as a freshman in college. So I administered the space allocation for 14 schools. And I was on the person who hired me was Dr. John Bartlett. So I was under him. I did junior management training under him at the University of Texas as an employee, part-time work, 20 hours a week. Worked 20 hours a week, got paid for 20 hours a week. I worked 60 hours a week to do those projects. Plus, I had to go to college there. He said, you have to take your grades here. He said, you have to go to school here. And you got to pass this college. You have to pass the college at TSU. So I had to pass both colleges in order to get a job. So, but I got the job, and we won our achievements. So there's doctors out there now that still know a little bit about me, I think, because Dr. Fauci, but he was at the University of Texas then, medical center. We've talked through this hot wire hookup. If you want to find out, this is a hot wire hookup. And all this hot wire hookup to electronic surveillance came from the black senators in the state of Texas. So you can go out there and find those black senators because they owe me money. And find those black senators because they have all my formulas. They have all my science in my electronic surveillance, which is satellite systems. And this stuff is, you're not going to find it in the ground, it's in the sky. Got to the point that I call it the college in the sky. So my medicine's in the sky. And I run it by satellite. So I do medicine through electronic surveillance. And I have a cure for the coronavirus. I was thinking a little while ago, I said, I'm sure you're about to draw up a skeleton of how I design, how I make medicine. I make medicine for the United States Army and the United States government. This is the United States Army that needed help. And so they hired me, and I've been successful at being smart for the United States Army. So now this pandemic coronavirus is a legislative problem. That's why on my the point of my life right now is a lawyer for the U.S. Army. The United States government needs a lawyer. That's what I'm really campaigning. But it's broad, broad, broad. But the government needs a lawyer. So if the government doesn't have the right representation, you can't talk to the people up there in the Congress because they have their opinion about things. So I had to go become a lawyer. And not only become a lawyer, I had to invent a computer, a robot that's a lawyer, in order to prove that a senator or congressman hasn't made 100. So do not think that your congressmen and senators are not smart people. They are. And when you go to these colleges, you have to be smart too. So these congressmen and senators, they're from like, I'm at the University of Texas, they're from maybe the University of Detroit, maybe the University of Washington. They could be from Harvard, Yale. They're from every university in the United States, even universities from overseas. So that's the kind of competition that I have, that I'm having right now for President of the United States. You have Dr. Biden. That's Dr. Biden. You have President Donald Trump. And I am Dr. Mercer. But you don't know me, but you know me. Because I know every person in the world is in a hot wire hookup because I'm the manager of the hot wire hookup. And the hot wire hookup, my tools is electronic surveillance, satellite systems that were awarded to me by the Texas Senate. That those satellites cost $680 billion. And it's like a grant to go to college. So that was like a grant for the state of Texas to send me to college to find out what's wrong with America and who can solve it. Didn't a penny ever go in my pocket. It's all tools, computers, and things of that nature. So you gotta build computers and things of that nature in order to make this satellite system work, in order to make, for me to utilize the $680 billion worth of satellite systems. Because what can they be used for? That's something that it just comes to you, Colonel Wallace comes to me and says, we need medicine. At that time, we were over in the medical center, and I think Rice University we were evaluating Rice University, the morgue, and it's called bio. Got to be biomathematics. And this bio from my our conversation and discussion is that they could not tell you why a person's dead. So this is where we're getting into forensics. No word about forensics or anything at that time, but this is forensics. It took years for me to name it forensics. So the police having problems identifying and saying why a person's dead. They're still having that problem because the United States Congress has not debriefed me and debriefed my unit. There's over 2,000 people there, but it's millions of us in this project. And they haven't debriefed us millions. So that's a million plus complaints against the United States Congress. And they're satisfied not only Congress, but the United States Supreme Court. So you got to the point now, in order for us to survive, and now we're soldiers and they're trying to make it like we can't survive, but this is surviving in academics. So I want you to know this is surviving in academics. And that's one of the things I have here on today, my report. You can see it rather short here, but for my speech today, so I want to talk to you about it. I have here the U.S. Army. I have a cure for the coronavirus, which we're discussing. The next thing is a U.S. Army presidential campaign. Now, the U.S. Army is doing a presidential campaign, and it needs to. Because if I wasn't here and the Army wasn't doing a presidential campaign, this medicine wouldn't be here. So I wouldn't, unless somebody else could do it. And the next thing here is the Army College. This is an Army College doing this presidential campaign. And the Army College is the University of Texas ROTC Intelligence. Intelligence, and I added to their my police education. So this is intelligence, but I turned it into police education, but it's intelligence. I made it police education so that you citizens would understand what I'm doing. And that was one of the things about the University of Texas. They said, now we want you to simplify. You have to simplify what you do. So in order to simplify intelligence so that you will understand it, I made it police education. Everyone's familiar with police. So this is police education, but it's intelligence. Intelligence is a discipline that requires high intellect, smart people. And underneath there, I have an Army lawyer and chaplain intelligence education. Now, in this college, University of Texas, ROTC, an intelligence college, the School of Business. I don't want you to lose sight of the School of Business, but I had to become a preacher. In order for me to graduate out of my master's degree, the final requirement, which is like in college, they say your major and your minor. They gave me a minor, religion, theology. I had a degree in theology, get a degree in theology. That was on a master's level. So I did get my degree in theology. So I'm an Army chaplain and Army lawyer. And I have other degrees. I had to, find out I have a degree in psychology, degree in medicine, degree in engineering, a lot of degrees. Because they kept asking, and they're asking, what's wrong with this? And in order to find out what's wrong with that, you're going to need some education to apply to find out what's wrong with anything. That's even to walk out the door. You need some education to reach for the handle and open it. So that's what I'm doing, reaching for the handle and opening doors. And this is, I have an Army lawyer here. I want you to understand the Army lawyer. I had to become an Army lawyer because the Congress and the United States Supreme Court having problems. United States Supreme Court's having problems interpreting the law. United States Supreme Court is having problems with cases. And that's what they told me. So being in intelligence, they gave me sole authority over the United States of America. So I can go where I want to, do what I want to. And I said, do you all trust me? Because in order to give a person sole authority, you've got to be able to trust that person because they can, they have authority to do whatever, anything, everything. Got to the point they say, yes, we trust you. So now here we are on a lawyer. If they trust me, I'm not going to lie. So they're telling me that the Supreme Court has problems. And the Supreme Court told me they had problems with cases and problems with interpreting the law and finding out what's wrong with it. So I started going back through the records, and that's why this is research. Their records and reading their records. And just from the internet, you can find out that they had advisors. So I'm a consultant. Now, since government hired me to be their consultant, financial planner, and community developer. And that's why I'm not in the White House. I'm out here in the community developing the community. So I'm out here in the public developing the community that has a sickness. So I write them a letter and say, I have a cure for the coronavirus because I'm out here with the public. So, but you have to see, it's kind of like the U.S. Supreme Court having problems interpreting because I sent the letter to them. They're still having problems in the United States Supreme Court interpreting the law. And that's nothing but a plain statement. So you have to read my law and learn my law and talk to the Supreme Court. So I got to the point I have to teach the Supreme Court. So now I've got to teach the Supreme Court how to make 100. One thing they need to do is pay me. Now, if they pay me, I'll go to television and show you people, the public, how to make medicine the U.S. Army way. The U.S. Army said, tell the people that you are doing this the U.S. Army way. So right now, I'm working according to timing on the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Because you might not believe this, but this is true. I am the boss of the U.S. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, because I have sole authority. So you're going to hear me do some things and say some things, but nothing rude, because I'm supposed to be intelligent and exhibit intelligence in a civil way. So that's what I'm doing. I'm letting the public know the truth. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court needs to bring me some money. The United States Congress needs to bring me some money. Now, the United States government has a treasury up there that has no money. Now, how can they afford medicine? I am the financial planner for the United States of America. I am the financial planner for the United Nations. And I know that the treasury sits up there that doesn't show any income. And we do nothing but spend money. So now you all are wondering about, well, maybe you're not wondering, but this is what's happening. I am a crime solver. And I know that in accounting, and I know that I've taken accounting, they need to show us some financial statements. They need to show some financial statements. I'm with the United States Army. And the United States Army asked the United States Supreme Court, asked the United States Congress for a congressional hearing. And I've been trying to get a congressional hearing ever since Obama ran for president, because that's when I ran for president, when Obama ran for president. Obama ran for president because he saw me, a black man, running for president, but not with money. News of my filings and news through the hot wire about a black man. Truth is, Obama turns out to be a white man. So they're saying that, you know, Obama the first black man, but it's not what his records are saying. His records are saying he's a white man. His father's a white man. According to the law, when you're born under the race of your father. His father's a white man, he's a white man, he's not a black man. So we don't have a black man who's been president of the United States. But he is one back, the second president of the United States, the thing was a black man. I did my historical research. Now, the point here is, we're talking about the law. They got to the point that they made me the law. So now the law is talking to the United States government about its medical practices. And its medical practices are illegitimate. And it took years for me to get up and say, I'm going to do this, because I have to face the government. And I couldn't do it until I got on television or some type of television. They didn't give me money. It's not the biggest, broadest type of television, but it's television. So you can see me just in case they knock me off. See, I talk like those gangsters talk. It's called knock me off. So you're going to find out that the United States government, through the research and research in the government, has been crime in the government, corruption in the government. And those are the things and the reason why I'm out here. Because of crime in the government, corruption in the government. Because it's my job to find crime in the government. That's why I do crime solving. And my job to find corruption in the government. That's why I do the crime solving. And with the Supreme Court saying that, you know, we need having problems interpreting this. And we're having problems with cases. If they do those cases wrong, they do a crime. So they bring me their problems. And I've solved those problems. We can solve the problems of interpreting the law. And the Supreme Court solved the problems of interpreting the law. Now, with all that said and being done, let's talk. How can you solve the problems of the Supreme Court? You know, how can you solve cases for the Supreme Court? I have here the next thing under an Army lawyer, and I had to build a law college. I invented a new law college. Under Army lawyer and chaplain, intelligence education, I have America goes to college. I put America in college. At this point in time, it got so to the point that I had to become intelligence. See, instead of fighting the Congress and fighting the Supreme Court because they will not debrief the United States Army, I had to get smart. So it has to do with what's called diplomacy. The United States government is a democracy, which means diplomacy. Its ideology is diplomacy. So we go through the U.S. Constitution, and we mean diplomacy, right to life, liberty, justice, and the love of people, and the Bible. That's why we have to have the Bible. But who has ever heard of America going to college? So in order to be the boss of the United States Chief Justice and all of those nine judges, and all the education that they have doctorate degrees up there. You should look at the doctorate degrees from Harvard and other colleges. And I have a doctorate degree of mine from the University of Texas. How do we communicate? So the way I figured out the best way to communicate with them instead of fight them is teach them. So in order to teach them, I found out through our research that the public and the United States educational system has exhausted. So if you don't see any money up there in the treasury, it's because there's not enough profit, there's not enough richness in the public to put money in the treasury. The American ideology has exhausted. So what happened was I had to find out how to revive the American ideology. And that's something else I have here. I wrote about today's speech was that my broadcast has I have heard the U.S. government will utilize my ownership of my intelligence, police, business, government's development of my 20th century reconstruction of the United States government. So you had to reconstruct the United States government. You can't keep using the same thing over and over and over if it's worn out. And you need, if your pants and things are worn, you're out in the snow. You know, snow is going to come through on you. Start pours too much portions. So you need to find some way. Some people, if they're out in the wilderness, they take leaves and make cloth out of it. They got to find some way to replenish. So United States government, Army College, University of Texas, ROTC Graduate School of Business, my invented police education, a neutral intelligence, second U.S. government, presidential campaign. So the United States government has two governments. So we have two governments now. One's a watchdog, another one's it's a real government. Sounds different, but Congress can make what they need to provide what's needed for the United States government. So I don't want you to think that the United States government is just the United States government. The United States government has allies. You've got all those states in the United Nations. People that went to war in World War II and World War I with the United States government still have to feed all those people. And at least share with those countries and share with those people and lead those people with the right education and to keep the world alive. And I have to do it academically. The only way to do it was academically because I'm about to start fighting. Get to the point where the man would eat man. And years ago, man used to eat man. So that could be intellectual. But the thing here is that this is the 20th, my president's campaign is a campaign that's going to show the reconstruction of the United States government in the 20th century. This is the 21st century. So that was the year before, the century before. So in the 90s, we reconstructed the United States government. Didn't take it apart, anything, just reconciled it, proofed it. And I mean, you have to proof the whole United States government. You got to proof every citizen, every house, every business, every lock, screw, every hair on a dog, every grass, grain of grass out in the, on the ground, because you have different types of grass. They're used for different purposes. So now you're getting into the national security. So this Pandora coronavirus is a national security problem. Because I have sole authority. It's a security problem. And if not, I should be able to resolve it before Congress shows you that I have the cures. But anyway, this Pandoric coronavirus and the skeleton that I'm thinking about showing is because of politics. The politicians demand, and then it got to the point that the politicians enjoyed my education so that the politicians said, we're going to teach you. So now I was teaching them, per se. I'm the one bringing all the evidence and proving and developing. There are many to be the United States government's developing the government. And they got to the point that they said, now we're going to teach you. And that started taking time. Because they started thinking. And they're thinking about their ancestors. And they're thinking about their own colleges. And we just proved that it was a conflict of interest. And we just proved that, you know, it's not that it's black and white. I said, don't say this is civil rights. Because I don't believe, I mean, this sooner or later, we're going to have to drop the ball on saying, you know, civil rights. It's criminal. We have criminal offenses. So that was the next thing for the United States government to do. The United States Congress ordered was the expansion of the criminal law. So they had to go get a doctorate's degree in criminal law. So now we're talking about criminal law and crime solving. So we're talking about how can you get evidence for against a person when using criminal law? How can you get evidence against a person when you're using civil law? Civil law and criminal law. I want a person just an incident. Let's just say incident, just any type of happening, but let's say a phenomenon. What we have now is a phenomenon. This coronavirus. Is this coronavirus a crime? People are dying. Is it a crime? Now, if the University of Texas said, who can tell me what's wrong with America? Who can tell me what's wrong with this Pandora, with this coronavirus being in America? Somebody has to tell me what's wrong with this coronavirus being in America. It's out of control. And that's my last broadcast, I was talking to you about management science and the managing of an entity, but the managing of the government. Now, if you're wanting to vote, you're going to vote for somebody that's going to have to manage the United States government. And I'm sole authority over the United States government. So I want to tell you the truth. You need to vote for merciful president. Because I have the experience and I have the ability to do what's needed to be done. Sometimes it's going to seem like I talk hard, but that's business. I talk business. And that's the way I taught it to my electronic surveillance and taught it to the Congress, the Supreme Court, to the United Nations, and all other international governments. Even every international government in the world hired me to be their consultant. So I'll tell the truth, I'm good. And the thing here is, you're going to hurt yourself. So since I am the consultant for the United States government, I'm consulting you. You need to vote for the correct person. You need to get on your political officials. You need to make sure your political officials are educated right. See, the thing here that's happening is that with these different colleges have different educational systems, and you might not know it. But the Negro race has been complaining about education systems for years. in law school, because I was Texas Southern University law school were failing. The students go to law school and fail the bar. They complain about to the government that the test is different. This test is not the same as our study. See? Now, this coronavirus is not the same as, must not be the same as our study. If so, it would have been a hornet, so we'd have a cure for it. But it's the same as my study. So my study was a study in phenomena. And if I had failed, we'd fail, unless somebody else can solve phenomena. I had taken an interest in doing that type of thing. So this is a school of business. So I found out later on that the United States government is a business. And if you continue to read, the United States government is a nonprofit business. So what happened here was that I have a business. Before I went into the Army in 92 and 90, I had a business. I was a mortgage broker on a mortgage company, and I was manufacturing soap. And I was contemplating on manufacturing a lot of things, making a lot of things for my family. They had a warehouse up the street here. And I went into the Army to make some more money, just Army National Guard to make some more money, because it was called a weekend soldier. Go once a month, $100-something a month. I was like, that pays for gas. But that'll run my business. That'll, that'll pay my light and water over at my building over there. Because I'm not scared of working. Because I just start talking about what you did and what you have done and things of that nature. And I end up, I had made 100 on the entrance exam. I made 100 on the entrance exam before I graduated college. I had orders to go to West Point, and they canceled them for a master's. So this Lieutenant Contreras, which is a lady, we were talking, and right time for what the war started in Saudi Arabia, and I was being discharged. I said, I'm going to sign up for 6 more years. I'm going to go to Saudi Arabia. I think I'm going to go to the war. So we started all our physicals and things for the war, and they canceled it, to cancel our trip to the war. And we were the best communications unit in the nation. So I joined a communications unit where they do satellite systems and telephone companies and light companies. That's what we are, a light company, engineering, talking about electrical engineering and things of that nature. So most of the time you're in the Army, you're in engineering. So to tell you the truth, this is medicine in the Army, so it's engineering, medical engineering. Medical ingenuity. Go to a black man and say, this ingenuity. So this is black medicine, and it's being governed by the government. And if I say white, white's not good because it's unconstitutional. Because it's not a race in the United States government. Congress has not made white people a race. That's kind of a fad type name. That's kind of an alias name. Alias name, kind of a nickname. That's what it is, more like a nickname. Because I looked it up in the book and under Caucasian, and it says it's from Egypt, and it's not a race, it's like a nickname. White got to America and it's a criminal. Got to the Indians, start talking forked tongue, liars. White people are liars. So now we've got liars in American government, in a nonprofit government. So money's going somewhere or another. So continuing on here, in order for me to go to the University of Texas and get my master's, I had to start a business, which I already had a business, but that was another requirement. One requirement, be a preacher. The other requirement, find out what's wrong with America and tell me who can solve it. Another requirement, make it simple. Simplify the whole world in this program, if that's what it takes. Wherever you travel, it's got to make it simple. Another is the fourth thing there was, you have to have a business. So the business people told me not to have a business was the U.S. Army, FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigations. I say, I have to have a business. So now you got to name your business. I said, I've said a name. I said, that's our name. So can't name your business after us. So I thought up another name, and my name was I Spy Community. I put an I like a I in the alphabet, Spy Community. About a month later, somebody else had my name. Took the name of my business so they could take my business. I looked at it. I went to run the assumed names, and there it was. Down. I said, I know better than this. Nobody could think of that. This thing, it showed that they did it after I named my business. So I look at the citizens being criminal. Not all of them, citizens being criminal. How? From listening to what you say. They'll listen to what you say and steal what you have by using what you say. So continuing on, I saw that. I said, no, sir, I'm not going to allow that. So I was a businessman. I know about business. I was vice president of mortgage banking at Commonwealth Mortgage. It took me 18 months to start from the bottom and go to the top, be vice president, and then discharge. Before I was discharged, I had my commendations from the Congress. And I left vice president. Before I left from there, I had 122 people working under me. And that was in mortgage banking. So I knew something about banking. I knew something about business. So I knew that if another person used my name or my business, they could steal what I have. So what I did was I changed my name from iSpy to EYE Spy. After a while, iSpy started showing up on television. That stuff was getting broad. So what I'm talking about here is I have a cure for the coronavirus, and my stuff is showing up out there in the public because I was writing letters, sending the letters to the people, and it's in the public. But they haven't used it 100%. It hasn't manufactured a cure yet. Not yet. So the thing here is working together. The thing here is a U.S. democracy. The thing here is telling the truth and being truthful with each other. And then another thing is trustworthy. Why aren't we trustworthy? Now, are the candidates for President of the United States trustworthy? The FBI can't give you a good background investigation on a presidential candidate. If they did a background investigation, I mean, prove the truth, they prove I'm in the FBI and I have a cure for the coronavirus. And the FBI director, they know it and they're working with me. And they have to work with me because I'm in the FBI and I'm part of their orders, their daily routine. Or they're going to ignore me. It's called omitting. They're going to omit something. Another thing is ignore. They're going to ignore something. And that's a crime. So now I'm looking at them and I say the main thing in my business is that we do not lie. Well, our motto is, we do not lie. I do not lie. Now, the thing here is I have a business and I'm working my business. And the reason why I'm working a business is because it's a record keeper. It keeps record on what I do. So while it's keeping record on what I do, it's one way Colonel Wallace said, this is my teacher and the person that got me in the, other than Lieutenant, Lieutenant Contreras is a woman lieutenant, and he's a male Lieutenant Colonel. Colonel Wallace, Colonel. So now, he's telling me that what we need to do is not, I can't do too much information there. But in other words, we've got to tell the truth and we've got to be able to prove what we have. But my business, and with me using my business is to keep a record of what I do. And his point was here is that in the years before you were put into this college, we had problems. And this college has never been successful. So the thing here is, those are records that the American government is having a problem with success in academics. So with this college has never been successful. And the thing here was that we've got to keep a record. So this is a hot wire hookup, a new educational system. And it's the first time it's been done. It's done in the Army, not in the public school system, but in the Army. And it's done this way so that they can keep records of a person that goes to college. Why? Because if I go to college and I do something good and right, they want to make sure they have it 100% instead of a word of mouth and no books and notes. You know, even notes, it'll take pictures of my notes. So the thing here is the government want to make sure that I'm not lying. They want a perfect student, but they want a perfect process. You see, and they want that process not to be, it's called, you can do infiltration. You have to eliminate infiltration. You have to eliminate theft. You have to, infiltration could be through breaking and entering. Infiltration could be through propaganda, you know, those types of things. If they say, like I'm talking now, they'll say, that man's full of fraud facts. And so he's talking and he's showing notes and writing things down there, yes. And if they come to me, I have to say, well, they're in my business. This is my business. And then I have to provide the records to my business. Instead of saying, I'm a student. I was a student and I've got my experiments here and I've done my experiments. And they look at it and say, well, you know, and I've got my certification here, but you can't prove anything this year or now at this point. How are you valid, you know, the validity of yourself, the validity of what you're doing. The support behind it, there are certain laws go to managing a business. So now there are certain laws that we're talking about here to developing a business, and this business is going to be a law business. Now this business that I develop is a college. America has right now has a need for education. It takes education to solve that pandemic, coronavirus, not just flaw, it takes some education. And what are they doing? Gathering records, trying to put together a process. So that's what we did years ago. And that's why I have my cure. I went to college for it, and the first time the government did that and offered it to a black man, but the records are there. So this is not a fraud. And I'm not just trying to pull the wool over your eyes. I'm trying to tell you that the American business is not being managed good. So it has to be managed better, and the way we're going to manage it is through electronic surveillance. And the candidates for President of the United States, I'm not saying that they're neglecting or anything like that. It's just that it's at the point now that the government is revealing itself. And the government wants to reveal itself. The government came to me and told me they had problems. Now, they didn't lie. You see, the government comes to me and tell me they have problems and I have a business and my business goes to work for them. So they awarded me contracts and things to work. And then I put myself to work. And going to work for the government, I went to work for the government and I've been able to provide whatever they need, in and everything they need. So when I said the Supreme Court come to me, they come to a business, but they come to an organization. This is the United States Army, FBI. This is, the FBI gave me an FBI business. The United States government gave me a government business. This government business, I own it. It took me years to get here to say I own a government. But I do. As a man, I tell it to people, I won't live 5 minutes. They start a riot and everything else, but not on that. People get wind of that, and people think that that's money. People get wind of that. People think just what they did in the Civil War, and then what we understood is it's a different economy. Now they said this is America has two economies now. Listen to me, America has two economies. One economy is a nonprofit business. Now that's the business over there. Now me, when I joined the Army, I had a business, and it's, you know, most people, private people and civil people, civilians have profitable business, because that's how they file it, 1040, 1041, 1048, you know, a corporation. Either they file a nonprofit business. So I have a profit business. My business make money. Why did it make money? Because the government needed medicine. The government needed somebody to solve cases. And when you do that, this computer will have sets of value to it and it tells you what it's worth and how much it costs. It was cost the United States Department of Justice $10 million to prosecute one person. $10 million to prosecute a person. Now, if they spend $10 million up there to prosecute a person, they release them the next day, it's cold-blooded. I mean, that's not economical. So now we're going to go here with this economics. The United States government gave me a business. My business is profit. So I got to the point that the United States government is continuing to go in debt. So I got to the point that it was like the United States government does to a Negro. Say, you people down in the ghetto, we're going to subsidize you. And it'd be like Christmas, they bring turkeys. And I mean, Thanksgiving, they bring turkeys. Christmas, they bring turkeys and gifts. So here, I have a government over here. And I was reading, I think it was when President Trump became president, I found in the records where the United States government can have a profit business. See, so I have a profit business. But it says the United States government is a nonprofit business and government is a government can be a profit business. So a government can be a nonprofit and a government can be a profit. So I was already a profit. Then the government's gonna have to make a new law to make a government profit. And how are they gonna do that without a new economical system? So I have already agreed to subsidize the United States government with my education, with my business, and put money in the treasury, provide the United States government money when they need it. This Pandora epidemic, I mean, coronavirus, that's me supplying the government with the $5 trillion. So I have a cure. Now they've already looked at this thing here. It'll give them, when I spend $100 billion into medicine, you know you're going to recoup it. It's going to come back if they ever bring my cure to the market. So all it's done is that you have a hard asset. And the thing about this is, in my research, we patented the United States government. So this is a school of business. A master's degree and a doctor's degree. You had to think. So I started making my business good, and the government says, you need to work for us. If your business is good, our business will be good. So I had a business, I had an assumed name. You know, when you start a business, you go get an assumed name, you get better, you get you a patent for your business, you go make a big corporation, you know, certify it a little bit more, which is more security. So we're talking about security, we're just getting to the point where we're talking about national security. Talking about the security of the government, keep it from going to war because somebody has stolen his patents or somebody has did an infiltration for his patents and they become an enemy. What we did a war pact and we have a world peace treaty. The United Nations came to a world peace treaty. We're not supposed to have war anymore because they settled for a world peace treaty. Say, if you can solve religion, we will sign a peace treaty. So I saw the religion. The United Nations signed a peace treaty. You're not supposed to have any more wars. The United Nations, the United States have signed a peace treaty, which is called a crime free world. Crime free. Now these are things that are going to be shown. And these are things, that's the reason why we're going, it's like it is at the time, because a lot of people are going to be disappointed because they want an economy that's going to be crime, economy.
We got about 30 seconds, 30 seconds.
With about time to complete for today, like I say, well, if you all have contributions, send contributions to Merciful President. This is the U.S. Army. And this is a project where they didn't want me to take money. Why? Because the United States government does not want crime money. And that's why we have a second economy. They want to make money that's not criminal. So we can go to college, and America's in college, they're going to be taught not to be criminal. So those are the things that's happening in the United States of America today. And those are the things that's being campaigned for Merciful President. The United States government wants that campaigned. They want a crime-free America. And we do have crime solving in order to solve crime. So people will not be able to do crime and get away with it because we have preventive crime. We'll see you next week. Thank you. 2 weeks from now.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. Tune in every other week, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio TV.